Alcohol, it seems, is a much bigger contributor to cancer than previously thought. The Cancer Council says the latest evidence suggests that drinking is a cause of 5% of all cancer cases in Australia. That figure rises to more than 20% of breast cancer cases. The Cancer Council Chief Executive, Professor Ian Olver, spoke to Barbara Miller.
The evidence of the link between alcohol and cancer is very strong. Originally, we had linked alcohol with rather rarer cancers like liver and head and neck cancer, but the newer data links it with very common cancers, bowel cancer, and surprisingly to us, breast cancer, surprising because over a fifth of breast cancers are thought to have alcohol as a risk factor.
As a risk factor or a cause?
Well, it's a cause. The population studies show the association and then the possible mechanisms are worked out. And we know that alcohol does interfere with the balance of female hormones. So there's a very strong link with how it could cause something like breast cancer. But we didn't expect it to be quite that high. And you know, if you had strong family history of breast cancer, then at least you need to know what else you could do to reduce your risk.
Is it true to say alcohol causes cancer?
It's absolutely true. It's what we call a class 1 carcinogen, so it's just as likely to cause cancer as tobacco or asbestos.
Is it possible to say if I reduce my drinking from 4 glasses of wine a night to 2 glasses that I therefore more or less half my risk?
I think population figures, it's always hazardous to actually translate them to each individual. But there's no doubt that in general, yes, you would reduce your risk of breast cancer by reducing your alcohol consumption because the risk actually goes up with the amount that you drink. I mean, it's like everything else, there's a balance here, and that's why when the NHMRC came out and said, look, 2 standard drinks a day is probably relatively safe, we would agree with that. I mean, the risk is probably quite small with just a couple of drinks a day.
But if you say today, look, alcohol is a strong contributing factor to cancer, but it's okay, you can still have a couple of drinks a day, don't you worry that people won't modify their behaviour at all?
Well, I think the real worry is if they don't know it at all, they won't have the chance to modify their behaviour. And over time, I think if we give them accurate information and we try and interpret it in a reasonable way, so we don't want to scare people because it's a very widespread part of society, but we want to put it into some perspective and so that they know that this is like other things, like tobacco, like being overweight, like being out in the sun and so on. There are risks with all these things of cancer, and they can take steps to change those risks.
Professor Ian Olver, the Chief Executive of the Cancer Council, speaking to Barbara Miller.